From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Rescuers in central Italy are scrambling to get people possibly trapped in buildings damaged by a strong earthquake early Wednesday that caused widespread damage to areas near the epicenter, killing at least 10 people. The U.S. Geological Survey put the magnitude at 6.2, with an epicenter about 10 kilometers southeast of the town of Norcia. The quake was felt across a broad section of central Italy, including the capital Rome, where people and homes in the historic center felt a long swing followed by aftershocks. Turkey used airstrikes and artillery fire Wednesday to try and push Islamic State fighters from the Syrian border town of Jarablus. The operation comes a day after the foreign minister said Turkey would give every kind of support to fighting the Islamic State in the areas around Jarablus. Denying the militants access to the border cuts off a potential route for supplies and bringing in fighters. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met Tuesday with Nigeria's top Muslim leader. Chris Stein has the story.
Defeating Boko Haram and other extremist groups elsewhere in Africa will take more than military force, Kerry said.
To win the struggle for the future, nations need to do more than just denounce bankrupt, dead-end ideologies that the terrorists support. They also have to offer their citizens an alternative that is better.
Kerry said corruption must be curbed. That is a major issue in Nigeria, where two-thirds of the people live in poverty in one of Africa's top oil producers and biggest economies. Chris Stein, Sokoto, Nigeria.
The U.S. and Japan are condemning North Korea's launch of a ballistic missile from a submarine off its coast on the east on Wednesday. South Korean defense officials say the missiles flew over and into the Sea of Japan.